Welcome to The Mildly Interesting with Oliver Wilson, the official bedtime podcast of former insomniacs. Tomorrow is Thursday, November 25th, National Parfait Day. In French, the word parfait means perfect, and in American English, the term almost exclusively refers to a delicious frozen dessert. The origins of National Parfait Day are pretty obscure, and in addition to exploring the origins of the day, you should also go out and enjoy a parfait. You may love the delicious taste of a parfait, but have you ever wondered about its history? Well, I have. And I think you might just find it mildly interesting. Subscribe to The Mildly Interesting on Apple Podcast, Spotify, or wherever fine podcasts are available. We'll be right back. Parfaits either of two types of dessert. In France, where the dish originated, parfait is made by boiling cream, egg, sugar, and syrup to create a custard-like puree. The American version consists of layers differentiated by including such ingredients as granola, nuts, yogurt, and liqueurs, topped off with fruits or whipped cream. The oldest known recipe dates back to 1892. Either type is typically served in tall glassware together with a long spoon known as a parfait spoon. The classical parfait glass is stemware, with a short stem and a tall, slender bowl, often tapered towards the bottom and used for milkshakes. In France, parfait refers to a frozen dessert made from a base of sugar syrup, egg, and cream. A parfait contains enough fat, sugar, alcohol, and to a lesser extent, air to allow it to be made by infrequently stirring while freezing, making it possible to create in a home kitchen without specialist equipment. The fat, sugar, alcohol, or air interferes with the formation of water crystals, which would otherwise give the ice cream an uncomfortable texture in the mouth. The formation of ice crystals is managed in the making of regular ice cream by agitating the ice cream constantly while it freezes or chemically by adding glycerol. Neither should be necessary when making a high-quality parfait. In the United Kingdom, parfait can refer to a very smooth meat paste, or pâté, usually made from the liver, chicken or duck, and sweetened with liqueurs. In the United States, parfait refers to either the traditional French-style dessert or a popular variant, the American parfait, made by layering parfait cream, ice cream, and sometimes fruit. It is usually served in a tall clear glass but can also be served in a short and stubby glass. The clear glass allows the layers of the dessert to be seen. A topping is usually created with whipped cream, fresh or canned fruit, or liqueurs. Recent trends in the United States and Canada have introduced parfaits without cream or liqueurs. These are made by simply layering yogurt with granola, nuts, and/or fresh fruits, such as peaches, strawberries, or blueberries. This version is sometimes called a yogurt parfait or fruit parfait. Vegan parfaits are also available. A milkshake, sometimes simply a shake, is a sweet drink made by blending milk, ice cream, and flavorings or sweeteners such as butterscotch, caramel sauce, chocolate syrup, fruit syrup, or whole fruit into a thick, sweet, cold mixture. It may also be made using a base made from non-dairy products, including plant milk such as almond milk, coconut milk, or soy milk. Milkshakes originated in the United States around the turn of the 20th century and grew in popularity following the introduction of electric blenders in the subsequent two decades. They became a standard part of youth popular culture, as ice cream shops were a culturally acceptable meeting place for youth, and milkshakes became symbolic of the innocence of youth. In 2019, throwing milkshakes at politicians, milkshaking, has become a common protest tactic in some countries. Full-service restaurants, ice cream shops, soda fountains, and diners usually prepare the shake in a specialized mixer known as a milkshake machine. At home, a blender is more commonly used. Milkshakes may be made from any flavor of ice cream. Additional flavorings, such as chocolate syrup, malt syrup, or malted milk powder, are often added before mixing. Many fast food outlets do not make shakes from the individual ingredients. Instead, they use automatic milkshake machines which freeze and serve a pre-made milkshake mixture consisting of milk, a sweetened flavoring agent, and a thickening agent. These are similar to soft serve ice cream machines but keep the shake at a drinkable consistency. Terminology around the distinction between a milkshake that uses ice cream and other forms of flavored milk varies regionally. An ice cream-based milkshake may be called a thick shake to distinguish it. In parts of New England and eastern Canada, the name frappe, frap, is used. Rhode Island residents sometimes refer to milkshakes as cabinets. A milkshake containing malted milk powder is sometimes called a malt. The term concrete is used for thick milkshakes that do not spill when turned upside down, such as at the restaurant Culver's. When the term milkshake was first used in print in 1885, milkshakes were an alcoholic whiskey drink that has been described as a sturdy, healthful eggnog type of drink, with eggs, whiskey, etc., served as a tonic as well as a treat. However, by 1900, the term referred to wholesome drinks made with chocolate, strawberry, or vanilla syrups. By the early 1900s, people were asking for the new treat, often with ice cream. By the 1930s, milkshakes were a popular drink at malt shops, which were the typical soda fountain of the period, used by students as a meeting place or hangout. The history of the electric blender, malted milk drinks, and milkshakes are interconnected. Before the widespread availability of electric blenders, milkshake-type drinks were more like eggnog, or they were a hand-shaken mixture of crushed ice and milk, sugar, and flavorings. Hamilton Beach introduced its Cyclone drink mixer in 1910, and it was widely used in soda fountains. With the motor on top, the Hamilton Beach design remains the most common kind of milkshake machine. In 1922, Stephen Poplovsky invented the bottom motor blender, which is sometimes used for making milkshakes. With the invention of the blender, milkshakes began to take their modern, whipped, aerated, and frothy form. The use of malted milk powder in milkshakes was popularized in the US by the Chicago drugstore chain Walgreens. Malted milk powder, a mixture of evaporated milk, malted barley, and wheat flour, had been invented by William Horlick in 1897 for use as an easily digested restorative health drink for disabled people and children and as an infant's food. However, healthy people soon began drinking beverages made with malted milk simply for the taste, and malted milk beverages containing milk, chocolate syrup, and malt powder became a standard offering at soda fountains. In 1922, Walgreens employee Ivar Pop Coulson made a milkshake by adding 2 scoops of vanilla ice cream to the standard malted milk drink recipe. This item, under the name Horlick's Malted Milk, was featured by the Walgreens drugstore chain as part of a chocolate milkshake, which itself became known as a malted or malt, and became one of the most popular soda fountain drinks. After the invention of freon-cooled refrigerators, the automation of milkshakes developed in the 1930s provided a safe, reliable way of automatically making and dispensing ice cream. In 1936, inventor Earl Prince used the basic concept behind the freon-cooled automated ice cream machine to develop the multi-mixer, a five-spindled mixer that could produce five milkshakes at once, all automatically, and dispense them at the pull of a lever into awaiting paper cups. In the late 1930s, several newspaper articles show that Frosted was used to refer to milkshakes made with ice cream. In 1937, the Denton Journal in Maryland stated, "For a Frosted shake, add a dash of your favorite ice cream." In 1939, the Mansfield News in Ohio stated that a Frosted beverage, in the vernacular, is something good to which ice cream has been added. Example par excellence is Frosted coffee, that hot, tasty beverage made chilly with ice and frosty with ice cream. By the 1950s, popular places to drink milkshakes were Woolworth's 5 and 10 lunch counters, diners, burger joints, and drugstore soda fountains. These establishments often prominently displayed a shining chrome or stainless steel milkshake mixing machine. These establishments made milkshakes in Hamilton Beach or similar drink mixers, which had spindles and agitators that folded air into the drinks for smooth, fluffy results and served them in 12.5-ounce tall glasses with bulbous top. Soda fountain staff had their own jargon, such as burn one all the way, chocolate malted with chocolate ice cream, twist it, choke it, and make it cackle, chocolate malted with an egg, shake one in the hay, a strawberry shake, and a white cow, a vanilla milkshake. In the 1950s, a milkshake machine salesman named Ray Kroc bought exclusive rights to the 1930s-era multimixer milkshake maker from inventor Earl Prince and used automated milkshake machines to speed up production at McDonald's restaurants. Milkshakes have also become popular in other parts of the world, including the United Kingdom and Australia. In Australia, milk bars had grown popular, and milkshakes were commonly served lightly whipped and often in the aluminium or stainless steel cups in which they were prepared. In addition to more conventional flavors, spearmint and lime-flavored milkshakes became popular in Australia. In 2006, the US Agricultural Research Service developed reduced sugar, low-fat milkshakes for lunch programs. The shakes have half the sugar and only 10% of the fat of commercial fast food shakes. Schools need a milkshake machine or soft serve ice cream machine to serve the milkshakes. The milkshakes also have added fiber and other nutrients, and they have much less lactose, which makes the shakes appropriate for some lactose intolerant people. According to the industry research firm NPD Group, the US sales of milkshakes, malts, and floats rose 11% in 2006. Christopher Muller, the director of the Center for Multi-Unit Restaurant Management at Orlando's University of Central Florida, said that milkshakes remind us of summer, youth, and indulgence, and they're evocative of a time gone by. Muller stated that milkshakes are an enormously profitable item for restaurants since the drinks contain so much air. The market research firm Technomic states that about 75% of the average priced $3.38 restaurant shake in 2006 was profit. An executive from Sonic Drive-In, a US chain of 1950s-style diner restaurants, calls shakes one of our highest volume, revenue-producing areas. A 2016 article stated that chefs try innovative ideas with milkshakes to keep customers interested in the drinks. The article noted that coffee-flavored shakes are popular because it complements both sweet and savory dishes. Another trend is using different types of milk, such as almond milk, coconut milk, or hemp milk. In May 2019, during the build-up to the EU Parliament elections in the United Kingdom, the throwing of milkshakes emerged as a protest tactic, usually targeting right-wing politicians. The movement originated with the milkshaking of Tommy Robinson, with a second thrown later that month. The UK police requested that an Edinburgh McDonald's refrain from selling milkshakes on May 17 during a visit by Nigel Farage. This prompted Burger King to tweet in response, "We're selling milkshakes all weekend. Have fun." Burger King's tweet was later banned by the UK's Advertising Standards Authority because they felt that it condoned the previous antisocial behaviour and encouraged further instances and that it was, therefore, an irresponsible advertisement. At a separate visit to Newcastle on May 20, Farage had a Five Guys milkshake thrown at him. Carl Benjamin had a total of 4 milkshakes thrown at him that week. The act of milkshaking is similar to that of egging as a form of protest against political figures. Milkshakes in the movies have been described as a shorthand for sweetness and goodness. In All About Eve, by director Joseph L. Mankiewicz, Bette Davis's character is unhappy to see a man she likes chatting up her young female assistant, so Davis's character orders an alcoholic martini, and then mockingly suggests that Eve, the young assistant, will have a milkshake, thereby asserting womanhood over girlhood through milkshakes' associations with virginity. Similarly, the socially awkward and nerdy character Steve Buscemi plays in Ghost World is made fun of by a teenage girl, because he orders a virginal vanilla milkshake. In Manhattan, by director Woody Allen, the director draws attention to the difference in age between his 42-year-old character, he also acts in the lead role, and his teenage girlfriend by having her drink a milkshake. In the film Lolita in 1997, a teenage girl drinks a milkshake with a middle-aged man, her mother's new boyfriend, who is attracted to her. Pulp Fiction has a scene in a retro 50s diner where two characters on a first date discuss the merits of a $5 milkshake, Martin and Lewis for vanilla, Amos and Andy for chocolate. The characters from Archie Comics have often depicted drinking milk inspired by the TV series Riverdale. E-Comics, depicts the characters in a 1950s-inspired local diner, Pop's Chocolate Shop. To promote the show, the cast shared a milkshake during an appearance on The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon. Master Shake, one of the main characters from the American animated series Aqua Teen Hunger Force, also known by various alternative titles, is a life-sized anthropomorphic milkshake. The term milkshake duck refers to the social media trend where the internet rushes en masse to embrace something or someone as cute, worthy, fun or funny, such as a duck that drinks milkshakes, but then just as quickly drops it, when it's revealed to somehow be unpleasantly complicated. The paper called the term useful shorthand for when a favorite concept is revealed to be problematic. In Australia in April 2021, the federal government led by Prime Minister Scott Morrison released a video intended to teach high school students about sexual consent. It featured a young woman drinking a milkshake and smearing the drink over her male companion's face after he declined to drink it voluntarily. The milkshake metaphor was widely criticized by sexual assault experts and was later removed from government websites. When we return, coconut milk. Coconut milk is an opaque, milky white liquid extracted from the grated pulp of mature coconuts. The opacity and rich taste of coconut milk is due to its high oil content, saturated fat. Coconut milk is a traditional food ingredient used in Southeast Asia, Oceania, South Asia, and East Africa. It is also used for cooking in the Caribbean, tropical Latin America, and West Africa, where coconuts were introduced during the colonial era. Coconut milk is differentiated into subtypes based on fat content. They can be generalized into coconut cream, or thick coconut milk, with the highest fat, coconut milk, or thin coconut milk, with a maximum of around 20% fat, and coconut skims milk with negligible amounts of fat. This terminology is not always followed in commercial coconut milk sold in Western countries. Coconut milk can also produce milk substitutes, differentiated as coconut milk beverages. These products are not the same as regular coconut milk products meant for cooking, not drinking. A sweetened, processed coconut milk product from Puerto Rico is also known as cream of coconut. It is used in desserts and beverages like the piña colada, though it should not be confused with coconut cream. In a 100 milliliter, ml, portion, coconut milk contains 230 kilocalories and is 68% water, 24% total fat, 6% carbohydrates, and 2% protein. The fat composition includes 21 grams of saturated fat, half of which is lauric acid. Coconut milk is a rich source, 20% or more of the daily value, DV, of manganese, 44% DV, and an adequate source, 10 to 19% DV, of phosphorus, iron, and magnesium, with no other nutrients in significant content. Coconut milk is a relatively stable oil-in-water emulsion with proteins that act as emulsifiers and thickening agents. It is opaque and milky white in color and ranges in consistency from watery to creamy. Based on fat content, coconut milk is divided into different subtypes, generally simplified into coconut cream, coconut milk, and coconut skim milk, from highest to lowest, respectively. Coconut milk and coconut cream, also called thin coconut milk and thick coconut milk, respectively, are traditionally differentiated in countries where coconuts are natively based on the stages of extraction. They are also differentiated in modern standards set by the Asian and Pacific Coconut Community, APCC, and the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations, FAO. However, the terminologies are not always followed in commercial coconut milk, especially in Western countries, because these are not mandatory. This can cause confusion among consumers. The Asian and Pacific Coconut Community standardizes coconut milk and coconut cream products. The Codex Alimentarius of the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations, FAO, standardizes coconut milk and coconut cream products as. Coconut milk can also sometimes be confused with coconut water. Coconut water is the clear fluid found within the coconut seed, while coconut milk is the extracted liquid derived from the manual or mechanical crushing of the white inner flesh of mature coconuts. Coconut cream should also not be confused with creamed coconut, a semi-solid paste made from finely ground coconut pulp, and cream of coconut, a processed product made from heavily sweetened coconut cream. Coconut milk is traditionally made by grating the white inner flesh of mature coconuts and mixing the shredded coconut pulp with a small amount of hot water to suspend the fat present in the grated pulp. The grating process can be carried out manually or by machine. Coconut milk is traditionally divided into two grades, coconut cream, or thick coconut milk, and thin coconut milk. Coconut cream contains around 20% to 50% fat, while thin coconut milk contains 5% to 20% fat. Coconut cream is extracted from the first pressings of grated coconut pulp directly through cheesecloth. Sometimes a small amount of hot water may also be added, but generally, coconut cream is extracted with no added water. On the other hand, thin coconut milk is produced by the subsequent pressings after soaking the squeezed coconut pulp with hot water. Gravity separation can also derive a top layer of coconut cream and coconut skims milk. This is achieved by simply allowing the extracted liquid to stand for an hour. Conversely, coconut cream can be diluted into thinner coconut milk by simply adding water. Traditionally prepared coconut milk is utilized immediately after being freshly extracted because it spoils quickly when exposed to air. They become rancid after a few hours at room temperatures of 28 to 30 degrees Celsius, 82 to 86 degrees Fahrenheit, due to lipid oxidation and lipolysis. Rancid coconut milk gives off a strong, unpleasant smell, and has a distinctive soapy taste. Coconut cream contains more soluble, suspended solids, making it a good ingredient for desserts and rich and dry sauces. Because thin milk contains fewer soluble solids, it is mainly used in general cooking. The distinction between coconut cream and thin coconut milk is not usually made in Western nations because fresh coconut milk is uncommon in these countries, and most consumers buy coconut milk in cartons or cans. Coconut milk is also an intermediate step in the traditional wet process of producing virgin coconut oil by gradual heating, churning, or fermentation. These methods, however, are less efficient than coconut oil production from copra. Coconut graters, also called coconut scrapers, a necessary tool for traditionally extracting coconut milk, were part of the material culture of the Austronesian peoples. From island Southeast Asia, it was carried along with the sea voyages of the Austronesian expansion for colonization and trade, reaching as far as Polynesia in the east and Madagascar and Comoros in the west prehistoric times. The technology also spread to non-Austronesian cultures in coastal East Africa by proximity. Manual coconut graters remain standard kitchen equipment in households in the tropical Asia-Pacific and Eastern Africa, underscoring the importance of coconut milk and coconut oil extraction in the Indo-Pacific. The basic design of coconut graters consists of a low bench or stool with a horizontal serrated disc, made of metal in Asia and Africa, and stone or shell in Oceania, attached. A person sits on the bench and repeatedly scrapes the inner surface of halved coconut shells with both hands over the metal disc. The scrapings are gathered by a container placed below. More modern mechanical coconut graters dating back to the mid-1800s consisted of serrated blades with a hand crank. This version is believed to be a British invention. Commercially processed coconut milk products use essentially the same processes to extract coconut milk from pulp, though they use more mechanical equipment like shelling machines, grinders and pulverizers, motorized coconut shredders, and coconut milk extractors. They differ significantly in the bottling or canning process, however. Processed coconut milk is first filtered through 100 mesh filters. They are pasteurized indirectly by double boiling at around 70 degrees Celsius, 158 degrees Fahrenheit, carefully not exceeding 80 degrees Celsius, 176 degrees Fahrenheit, the temperature at which coconut milk starts to coagulate. After pasteurization, they are immediately transferred to filling vessels and sealed before being cooled down. They are then packed into bottles, cans, or pouches and blast frozen for storage and transport. Manufacturers of canned coconut milk typically combine diluted and comminuted milk with water as a filler. Depending on the brand and age of the milk itself, a thicker, more paste-like consistency floats to the top of the can, a gravity separation, similar to traditional methods, and is sometimes separated and used in recipes that require coconut cream rather than coconut milk. Some brands sold in Western countries undergo homogenization and add additional thickening agents and emulsifiers to prevent the milk from separating inside the can. Due to pasteurization, minimal contact with oxygen, and additives like antioxidants, processed coconut milk generally has a longer shelf life than traditionally prepared coconut milk. It is also more efficient than traditional methods at extracting the maximum amount of coconut milk from grated coconut. Coconut cream can be dehydrated into coconut milk powder, which has a far longer shelf life. They are processed by adding maltodextrin and casein to coconut cream to improve fluidity and then spray drying the mixture. The powder is packaged in moisture-proof containers. To use, water is simply added to the coconut milk powder. Coconut skims milk is coconut milk with deficient fat levels, 0% to 1.5%. It is a byproduct of coconut cream and coconut oil production and is usually discarded. However, they are increasingly being used as a food ingredient for products that require coconut flavoring without the fats, including coconut powder, coconut honey, and coconut jam. They can also be used as a base in producing coconut milk beverages used as dairy milk substitutes, as they do not contain the high levels of the fat characteristic of regular coconut milk while still being a good source of soluble proteins. Processed coconut milk can be substituted for various dairy milk beverages, usually marketed as coconut milk beverage. They are sometimes confusingly also simply labeled as coconut milk, though they are not the same product as coconut milk used for cooking, which are not meant for drinking. Milk substitutes from coconut are basically coconut milk diluted with water or coconut skim milk with additives. They contain less fat and fewer calories than milk, but also have more minor proteins. They contain high amounts of potassium and are good sources of fiber and iron. They are also commonly fortified with vitamin D and calcium. Coconut milk is also used widely for filled milk products. It is blended with dairy milk, usually skim milk or powdered milk, for its vegetable oils and proteins, which substitute for expensive butterfat in some processed milk products. They include low-fat filled milk, evaporated reconstituted milk, and sweetened condensed milk. Coconut milk can also be used in cheese and custard production, substituting at most 50% of dairy milk without lowering the overall quality of the products. By mixing skim milk with coconut milk, one procedure develops cheeses including a garlic-spiced soft cheese called queso de ajo, a Gouda cheese substitute, and a Roquefort substitute called Nioblu, a portmanteau of Tagalog Niog, coconut, and blue. Coconut milk can enrich the fat content of soy milk, improving its texture and taste to be closer to that of natural milk. Coconut cream can also be added to soy milk in tofu to enrich its caloric density without affecting its palatability. Cream of coconut is a thick, heavily sweetened, processed coconut milk product resembling condensed milk. It was initially produced by the Puerto Rican company Coco Lopez and is used most notably in piña coladas in the United States. It can also be used for other cocktail drinks and various desserts. It should not be confused with or used as a substitute for coconut cream. In the Philippines, coconut milk can also be further processed into coconut caramel and curds, both known as latik. The coconut caramel latik made from a reduction of muscovado sugar and coconut milk has been developed into a commercial product marketed as coconut syrup, not to be confused with coconut sugar derived from coconut sap. A similar product found throughout Southeast Asia is coconut jam. It is known as matamis, sabaw in the Philippines and uses only coconut milk and sugar. However, the coconut jam versions from Indonesia, Malaysia, and Singapore, Kaya, Thailand, Sangkaya, Cambodia, Sankia, and Vietnam, Van Gan, add eggs in addition to sugar. The later versions are sometimes anglicized as coconut custard to distinguish them from the version without egg. Coconut jam and coconut custard have a thicker, jam-like consistency and are used as ingredients or fillings in various traditional desserts. Coconut milk can be used in both sweet and savory dishes. In many tropical and Asian cuisines, it is a traditional ingredient in curries and other dishes, including desserts. In Indonesia, coconut milk is used in various recipes ranging from savory dishes to rendang, soto, gulai, mie celor, seoladai, gudeg, and opor ayam to sweet desserts, such as serabi, es sendal, and es dogger. Soto is ubiquitous in Indonesia, and is considered one of Indonesia's national dishes. It is also used in coconut rice, a widespread Southeast Asian dish of rice cooked in coconut milk, including the nasi lemak of Malaysia, and the nasi uduk of Indonesia. In the Philippines, the very diverse class of dishes cooked in coconut milk is known as ginoan. They can range from savory dishes to desserts. Coconut milk is also widely used to make traditional Filipino kakanin, the generic term for rice pastries, including bibingka and biko. In Thailand, coconut milk is often incorporated into tom kha kai, cow tom mat, mango sticky rice, and tom yum. In Brazil, coconut milk is mainly used in northeastern cuisine, generally with seafood stews and desserts. In Venezuela, pulp dishes are prepared with coconut milk and shredded fish in a dish called mojito en coco. In Colombia and Panama, coconut and coconut milk's grated flesh is used to make sweet tiltote. Coconut milk makes traditional Venezuelan dishes such as majarit, a typical Venezuelan dessert, and arroz con coco, the Venezuelan version of coconut rice. In Southeast Asia, coconut milk is used to make many traditional drinks. Sendal is a popular iced drink from this region containing chilled coconut milk and green jellies of rice flour. Coconut milk is also used in hot drinks such as bandrek and bajiga, two popular drinks from Indonesia. Sweetened coconut milk and coconut milk diluted with water are two popular coconut beverages in southern China and Taiwan. The jelly-like pulp from the inside of the coconut is often added to coconut water to make a tropical drink. In Brazil, for example, coconut milk is mixed with sugar and cachaça to make a cocktail called batida de coco. Puerto Rico is also famous for tropical drinks containing coconuts, such as piña colada, and caquito, which typically contain coconut milk or cream. One of the most prominent components of coconut milk is coconut oil, which many health organizations, such as the United States Food and Drug Administration, World Health Organization, International College of Nutrition, the United States Department of Health and Human Services, American Dietetic Association, American Heart Association, British National Health Service, and Dietitians of Canada, discourage people from consuming insignificant amounts due to its high levels of saturated fat. Excessive coconut milk consumption can also raise blood cholesterol levels due to the amount of lauric acid, a saturated fat that contributes to higher blood cholesterol by increasing the levels of high-density lipoprotein cholesterol. In 1943, it was discovered that coconut milk could actively encourage plant growth. Although many factors attribute coconut milk to plant growth, the leading cause is the existence of a cytokinin known as zeatin found in coconut milk. While the zeatin in coconut milk generally speeds up plant growth, it does not speed up growth in certain plants, such as radishes. However, substantial improvements have been noted when 10% coconut milk is added to the substrate in which wheat is grown. Coconuts are widely produced in tropical climates and exported globally as canned products, most frequently to North America and Europe.